has that.
Refugee aid groups that sued argued the program went against the system Congress created for moving refugees into the U.S. The lawsuit says some refugees who had been approved to come to the U.S. had their travel canceled on short notice, and families who have waited years to reunite have been kept apart.
More than 20 civil service employees resigned today from Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. They said they wouldn't use their expertise to dismantle public services. The White House says Musk will attend the president's first cabinet meeting tomorrow. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
The question that is outstanding is how much power does Elon Musk really have? I mean, President Trump has been empowering him at every one of these twists and turns, calling his idea to make people justify their work in writing ingenious. And he says he backs this idea of having to write down your five accomplishments. But that doesn't mean a federal judge would agree.
The White House announced today it will now decide which journalists have access to the president's events. The White House Correspondents Association says leaders must not be able to choose their own press corps. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are struggling to agree on a budget. The Republican plan calls for deep cuts, and Democrats are worried that will result in cuts to Medicaid. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
Everybody's going to be thrown, according to Democrats, into all these horrible situations. There's only one problem. The word Medicaid is not even in this bill.
In Rome, correspondent Seth Doan has the latest on the Pope's condition.
Pope Francis remains in critical condition but is stable and has not had any other acute respiratory crises. In the evening, the Pope had a scheduled CAT scan to monitor his pneumonia in both lungs, and doctors are still not giving a prognosis.
Denny's is the latest restaurant chain to impose an egg surcharge. Nancy Chen has that.
The price hike won't necessarily hit every Denny's, but the restaurant declined to say which of the chain's 1,500 locations would see those surcharges. According to their website, the cost of a cooked egg, it starts at $2.99 right now.
Consumers are struggling with prices. Consumer confidence plummeted this month. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick.
Marks a continued decline. People are more pessimistic about the future, and they aren't all that enthusiastic about the present either.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 159 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. The 41-year-old Kenosha man accused of a fatal stabbing earlier this month has been bound over for trial. That means court proceedings will proceed against Justin Tursik. He's accused of killing Andrew Fankush February 3rd. It happened at a home Fankush was just moving into. The home was formerly owned by Tursik's grandmother. If you've got about 20 minutes, you could get the Racine Unified point of view when it comes to them asking for more money. The district and superintendent, Soren Gajewski, posted a video explaining the ask for $190 million. The operational referendum is on the April ballot. In addition to the online effort to sway voters, the first of two town hall meetings to talk about the issue is next Tuesday. Storm spotter sessions have been planned for April in Racine County. They'll be held at the Gateway IMET Center in Sturtevant April 17th. There's more on the Racine County Emergency Management website. And several Racine County swimmers have reached the podium at state. You can read all about the outstanding local athletes at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers are in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where over 300 of the top college football players will work out and interview with teams. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst doing interviews with the media, asked about free agents like defensive end Myles Garrett or wide receiver Davante Adams. A number of Wisconsin Badger players here, like Jack Nelson. College basketball, Wisconsin slipped from 11th to the 12th ranked team in the nation in the AP Top 25 after that loss in overtime to Oregon. They play Washington tonight at the Kohl Center. Marquette now ranked 22nd after losing four of their last six games. They host Providence tomorrow night at 6. The Bucks on the road in Houston tonight against the Rockets. Baseball Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins says he was taking live batting practice against Freddie Peralta when a fastball struck him just below the right knee, fracturing his shin bone. Perkins expects to be out until early May. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky, some rain showers tonight, and lows in the mid-30s. Any rain wraps up early tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild, highs in the mid-40s. In the low 40s Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. We jump well up into the 50s on Friday and breezy. Currently 51 degrees.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Doing pretty well. I saw this on the internet. It asked if you had $10, if you were given $10 for food, where would you go to get the most for your money?
Oh, that's sad. Well, let me think about this. My initial thought is McDonald's. They get a lot of those coupons running through their app. And I can get out of there with a McChicken and a large fry for like $3.
Okay.
Pretty good value.
All right. See, I don't have the app, so maybe I'm missing out on that.
Oh, you can get you can get any size fries at pretty much any time, like once a day, for like a reduced rate. I'm not sure exactly what it is.
But. Okay. My first thought was Taco Bell, but I'm thinking back to the early 90s when you could get a taco for, 39 cents or something.
$59.79.99 is a long time ago.
Yeah, I know. I don't think you can get away that cheaply anymore.
Oh, no, it used to be. You can go in and get like 10 bean burritos for that price.
Well, how about if we take our $10, we go to the dollar store?
Didn't go as far as it used to. Well, I'm $1.25 now at the dollar store.
Well, still.
Yeah, it is a pretty good value. I don't know how much substance you're getting out of it, but
I don't know how much.
Some do have free refrigerated sections now.
I don't know how much substance you're getting out of really any of the fast food. Sustenance, yeah, maybe, but not nutrition, perhaps.
Yeah, but what about those old people that are eating like a Big Mac a day and 90 years old?
I know. That's right.
Explain that one.
Well, it's like we were talking about, I don't know, maybe a week ago, we were talking about how we don't exercise. It's the same thing. You know, you right. exercise, you're going to get the heart attack. So
Everybody's different.
There you go. All right. Stuart J. Waddles, he keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJ.
Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? Shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. I still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before.
And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Don't take your love to town. God's sakes, turn around.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, and the late Paul Harvey is back on WRJN with archived episodes of the rest of the story. It's all brought to you by Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com, or you can visit their clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. You can hear Paul Harvey weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25, and then we've got another one with Dan Marcus at 12:05, just after the noon news. And now, if you miss Paul Harvey on the air, you can check him out on demand, too, at WRJN.com.
The Senior Companion Program brings seniors and volunteers together for all the best reasons.
My name is Julia Brinkerhoff, and I live at Elizabeth Gardens in Racine.
My name is Lori Radowin, and I'm a volunteer for the Senior Companion Program.
I met her at Walker Manufacturing years ago. I believe this was her first job.
And as a volunteer, the time commitment really isn't that much.
She comes once a week and we play Scrabble.
Oh, the highlights of my week are listening to Julia's 99 years of experience on this earth. Oh, it's well worthwhile. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's up to you if you'd like to add more than 1 hour a week.
To become a Senior Companion volunteer, call 262-898-1941.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes?
With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Yeah.
local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. And now a song that's been recorded several times. A couple of times it was a hit. The first time it was recorded was in 1967 by Evie Sands. Her version was doing pretty well, but 2 weeks after it was released, her record label went bankrupt. And Chip Taylor, who wrote the song, was devastated when he found out the label could not promote it or even make more copies of the song. A few months later, this version came out in 1968. It's Merrily Rush. This is Angel of the Morning on WRJN.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded.
Thank you.
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. There's JJ Jackson, but it's all right. And when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody's better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. He's got recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks and on-site reporting with the Packers. He's on every hour weekdays. You can see the entire weekly sports lineup on demand when you go to WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you've got about 20 minutes, you could get the Racine Unified point of view when it comes to them asking for more money. The district and superintendent, Soren Gajewski, posted a video explaining the ask for $190 million. The operational referendum is on the April ballot. In addition to the online effort to sway voters, the first of two town hall meetings to talk about the issue is next Tuesday. That'll be held at Gerstad Agerholm. The referendum, if approved, would result in an increase of about $70 a year for the owner of a $200,000 home. A two-month-long tech issue at Racine Unified has been resolved. However, there are some consequences. The Racine Journal-Times reports that an audit shows while student data wasn't accessed, certain staff personal information may have been revealed to hackers. RUSD officials say they're continuing to review the situation. The future of election law in Wisconsin is the focus of a story today at the Racine County Eye. Read all about how the contest for the state Supreme Court is making an impact. It's all at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky, some rain showers tonight, and lows in the mid-30s. Any rain wraps up early tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild, highs in the mid-40s. In the low 40s Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. We jump well up into the 50s on Friday and breezy. Currently 51 degrees.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is my rainbow I've been praying for. Gonna be bright sunshiny day.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Here we go. Thing number one, your stomach produces a new layer of mucus every 2 weeks, otherwise it would digest itself. Thing number two, every person has a unique tongue print. Thing number three, Leonardo da Vinci could write with one hand and draw with the other at the same time. And thing number four, the total employees of the government's free tax preparation software DirectFile are outnumbered by the lobbyists working for tax software companies. And those are four things you did not know yesterday.
See you.
Garfunkel on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. And now we've partnered with the Racine County Eye to field the largest local news team in Racine County. You can hear the headlines and breaking news here on WRJN and then read the in-depth details online at RacineCountyEye.com. Together, our commitment to local news keeps growing. The Racine County Eye and WRJN. local news, timeless hits from Three Dog Night on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. This Friday night is your chance to see Herman's Hermits with Peter Noon and the Association. They're going to be at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois. And you may have heard earlier this month, we were giving away all sorts of tickets to see that show. So we want to say congratulations to just some of our winners, Scott Slater, Joe Caliendo, Janet Hansen, Betsy Perez, and others. And just a few seats available. If you still want to go to the concert, you can check out more and get your tickets at the Genesee Theater website.
Bob and Weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand at into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at RacineTheater.org.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Whether you're tinkering in your garage or tackling big projects, if you know the value of working with your hands, you know Harbor Freight. And you can be confident knowing that at Harbor Freight, you can get quality tools at prices that work just as hard as you do. Because the only thing more satisfying than a job well done is a job well done, well under budget. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a blush. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherishes
cherish me as much as I cherish you.
For 98 years, WRJN has been providing local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Could see some rain tonight and a low of 33. Maybe some rain tomorrow, a high of 45. And early on Thursday, a chance of rain. Otherwise, partly sunny and 41. Here's CCR.
Just about supper time, over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring you up. Willie picks a tune out, and he throws it on the hum. Down on the corner, out in the street, playing a four boys are playing, bring a nip up happy feet. Rooster hits the white coat, and people just got a smile. Who gets home to the
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind. Just to ease my pain.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. There were a number of legal defeats today for the Trump administration. One federal judge ordered foreign assistance released. He gave the White House 2 days. Another judge blocked the Office of Management and Budget from freezing federal assistance. Outside the Department of Health and Human Services, workers protested cuts to medical research programs.
Every single one of these jobs lost means a cure that's delayed or a breakthrough that may never happen.
The White House defended the mixed messages to federal workers about reporting their activities. Caroline Leavitt tried to clear up the confusion.
We've had more than 1 million workers who have chosen to participate in this very simple task of, again, sending 5 bullet points to your direct supervisor or manager, CCing OPM.
Allison Keyes reports Republicans are pushing a budget plan, but the cuts are raising concerns.
Mary Beth Cochran stood with Democrats on Capitol Hill and begged lawmakers not to cut programs like Medicaid and food stamps.
Families like mine are counting on Congress to put the needs of our children above the interests of the ultra-rich.
But House Speaker Mike Johnson says voters should support rooting out fraud and programs like Medicaid.
It doesn't matter what party you're in. You should be for that because it saves your money.
Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Early data suggests the flu vaccine was a poor match for this year's strain. And as Matt Piper reports, it was a flu season that saw record hospitalization rates.
Up to 910,000 hospitalizations are estimated to have been caused by the flu since October. Many of the flu viruses that the CDC has tested this season were well recognized by antibodies targeted to the vaccine. But against the H3N2 strain of influenza, which made up to